This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Finelli.
Yeah. Everyone all set? Cocked? Locked? Here we go. Your dial set correctly to USA Prepares. Thank you for being in class today. Jason is engineering the broadcast in Minnesota at GCN. I'm Vincent Finelli. Dr. Rick Miller's with us. Welcome, Ricky.
Good morning. Well, I can't hear you at all, and my phone is so old that it's falling apart. None of the features work on it correctly now, and it gets much, much worse. I don't know if it's my telephone or what's actually happening to me at home, but I have been compromised in both my computers and my emails, and it goes downhill from there. I had one sale from Carillion Photography. How does that work?
Well, you know, Rick.
No. This is orchestrated because the synchronicity is so bad. I have actually a closed caption telephone coming in free tomorrow. They're going to set one up for me. I have to physically go back to work. I'm now seeking employment anywhere. It's that bad.
I was thinking about that. I was thinking about applying to be a mechanic at Walmart. Now, I kid you not. I was thinking about doing
that.
Well,
Bi-Mart, that's where I've applied at Bi-Mart. Rogue Community College has some tutor positions open. I've applied for that. Do you realize it took me 2 hours with my resume already constructed to fill out an application to work at a community college? It took me 2 hours.
Yeah.
I walked in and anesthesiology and Boeing both hired me on the spot. What has happened with employment situations now?
Well, you know, one of the reasons why I was thinking about applying to Walmart to be a mechanic.
Your voice is extremely muffled.
Okay, well, I don't think it's our end. I think it's your end, Rick, really. One of the reasons why I was thinking of applying to be a mechanic at Walmart is to see what would happen to a guy who is 67 years old and has 52 years experience working on vehicles. And they could ask me, well, do you know about air conditioning? Sure. Can you fix them? Sure.
I'm 75. Absolutely. No money, no reserves, and physically can't make bills. How does that happen to someone like me that has never had trouble making money and is a good writer?
Well, it's not just you.
On my site, I got it from Nick Begich, what the New York Times has just said about Amazon. And they are encouraging this theft of intellectual property. They are encouraging it. And I am a casualty. There's one example. Right there, right now. And New York Times, it's on my Facebook at facebook.com/DocRamCom. I posted it 2 days ago. Nick Begich sent it to me. New York Times on what Amazon is being rewarded to do this. Now,
well, Rick, one of the reasons.
Well, they don't want people like me, apparently, writing.
Well, I'm sure of that.
Scripts right now ready for press, and I can't publish a single one because I don't have the money. I'm putting up e-books. Why are they not selling? And why are all my emails to people like you being blocked? Yahoo is blocking me. Comcast is blocking me. Juno is blocking me. I have, oh, and did I mention, my computer has been hacked, and I'm getting notices from hackers saying so. They want money from me, which I don't have, of course. I'm done.
Okay, well, it's not just you. It literally isn't you. I'm being attacked by this plague of parasites who just don't like what we say. No matter what I say,
they
attack
me. I'm glad you didn't write to me, because the last time someone did that to me, I ended up on their doorstep to ask them what they wanted to do. And that individual now is in federal prison up in Canada. He started threatening me, and when he did that, I got angry. And I'm, doing the unexpected. I don't know what to do. I will come up with something, because that's what I do, survival-wise. But this is craziness, and I don't know what to say. I don't want.
I was reading an article.
I don't want to do that. It has broken up a bunch of my relationships. Literally, my family is essentially no longer in existence. It's been shattered.
I've talked with other people, and their family relationships are going down the drain as well. What's happening is it's all this me first stuff. It's
by
I deserve the inheritance.
Because of what you're saying, I can't hear a single thing you're saying right now. It is completely muffled for me. I don't know if turning up the volume will help or whatever, but that's a fact.
Right.
Just FYI.
We'll see if. Rick, I've been talking with other instructors and other people, and what people all around us are saying is family relationships are falling apart. It's not just us. It's all around us as well.
I'm about to do a major radio on Wednesday with Jeff Rentz, with an individual from JPL retired in England. We're going to talk about that major fireball that's going to strike the Caribbean on Saturday. Now, it's going to happen. We are literally facing with that fire that happened in on the East Coast. It's orchestrated. I'm telling you, it's orchestrated.
Rick, I don't know where to go. You said so many different things, but let me go back to applying for a job. I don't think that I could be hired as a mechanic to change oil at Walmart because they'd probably find something wrong with my application. Okay. I believe
that
with 50...
Right. That's exactly what happened to me with my attempt at RCC. Yep. That's exactly what happened. It took me 2 hours to punctuate everything about saying, can we contact the employer? Going back 50 years, and I was the employer.
Mm-hmm.
It's crazy.
Well,
I got it. I had to be tenacious. But, gee, and I'll bet there'll be something wrong, like I'm too old.
Well, It could be that, or, well, we don't think that you'd be happy here because, you know, obviously you're overqualified, and gee whiz, you know, we can't have you being unhappy, so we'll have to have some unqualified boob do that job. That's what I think it's all about, okay? They can't say, well,
we're poor quality as of this moment, this morning, with my telephones. I'm now guessing that's also being orchestrated.
Well,
I'm telling you flat out, I can't even hardly understand what you're saying.
I have a captain thing
coming in tomorrow, but between here and tomorrow, what do I do with telephone?
I don't know how to answer that right now live with no safety net. I don't know, but I can tell you this: that I got an email. Allegedly from Bluehost, the hosting service for our website, and they say they took us down because I have too many domain names, and I'm only allowed one, and I have too many. Well, I only have one domain name with Bluehost. I have a bunch that I own that are parked at GoDaddy, but has nothing to do with Bluehost, and I'm learning that Bluehost is shutting us down. Even though I took the website down, Bluehost threatened me because I have too many domain names. Who do these people think they are? Rick, it's worse than that. It's absolutely worse than
that. Yeah. That's another interesting one. That was that.
All right, how about, the number of times you get all these spam emails and they come back to you saying, "We got you on camera. We got you doing weird things. And we know your password. And here it is. So here is your Bluehost account. Here is your Bluehost email. And here is your Bluehost password." How did that happen without Bluehost being compromised?
Why am I not getting book sales when I have for 50 years had a continuous stream of orders? And I check with PayPal, and everything's kosher, but it's not. I'm getting, for example, with Bluehost, I'm getting it timed out in the communication with PayPal, and they get a Mr. Yuck face. And several of those people are now sending me checks in the mail because they can't order online. I am lost, and I am about to quit everything. There's no
You're talking about going John Galt. Well, Rick, I don't want to be in a contest with you about who's got it worse, but
I know it's terrible.
It is terrible. I have been trying to buy things on the internet, okay, because I hate leaving the farm.
That was yesterday, and they said my debit card was rejected. How does that work? Getting my track phone. I don't get it.
Well, we're surrounded 360 degrees by incompetence, and we are targets. There's no question about it. One of the things I wanted to mention, I wanted to ask Ron Gibson what gives with this. Ron Gibson takes USA Prepares, including this broadcast, every day for years, strips out the commercials with my permission and GCN's permission. By the way, I'm going to say this. The content of USA Prepares, I own it. I own the content. So there's no question as to who owns the content of USA Prepares. Well, he strips out the commercials with my permission. GCN has agreed to it, puts it on YouTube, and then the YouTube people add two commercials up front, sometimes only one, and then 11 more. So we have 12 or 13 commercials for our 138-minute broadcast Monday through Friday. Now, what I want to know is why do we have so many commercials? And it says that we only have a couple hundred views, sometimes 500, sometimes 250, 300, 400. Why do we have 13 commercials for so few views? Something is really, really wrong. They don't want people to pay attention to us. First of all, I don't believe the number of views is right, because years ago we had views in the thousands, the many thousands, like 10,000 per day. Now it looks like we're down to 200. What's going on? Or 300 or 400 or 500. What I'm saying is I don't believe the numbers anymore. I believe that there is an orchestrated attack on people like those of us at USA Prepares. You, Gwyneth, John Reagan. John Reagan, same boat. He's written a magnificent book on what's really going on with the economy. He called what's happening right now years ago. He was right on the money. And yet, he can't get traction. And I want to talk about, when we come back, another component of this, which is called lack of loyalty. We'll be right back.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Rick, it's quite clear to me that we're going down as a society, especially in the United States. And one of the things I'd like to talk about is loyalty and mentorship and helping people. And so let me just tell you a quick story. When I was growing up back in the 1960s, we lived in a neighborhood. Everyone had 1 acre in this neighborhood. It was a 115-acre farm that was converted to a neighborhood. And it was in very rural America. It was in farmland. Well, it was on the East Coast. And many houses down the road, there was a guy who worked for Bendix Corporation. And he would see me. Now, he would see me building a go-kart out of a wood piece of shelving and an engine and a centrifugal clutch. And he would see me testing it out. And he saw the throttle system that I made. Now, I was maybe 12 years old at the most. And he saw that my throttle was a piece of string run between some picture hooks, eye hooks, and a lever. And he thought, and my seat was just a board with some L brackets holding it in place. And my brake was a drag brake that is a piece of oak that I would drag, would pivot against the shelf board that was the go-kart frame, and it would drag against the road to slow me down. And so he saw that, and he, and one day he came over and he said, I've got a couple things here for you. Here is some tubing. and it was nylon tubing. And he said, here's some wires, thin wires that'll fit in this very small tubing, and you can probably fabricate a throttle out of that, and it may work a little better than what you've got. And I looked at it, and I thanked him, and I made a throttle that was much better. It was more like a throttle for an automobile. But I didn't have the parts as a 12-year-old. And so he encouraged me, and he said, here, you know, try this. He didn't say, here's what you do. He said, see if you can figure something out with this. And that's the way it was back in the 1960s. A neighbor behind us learned that I was working on a science fair project to build a computer, an analog computer, that would add, subtract, or multiply any two numbers. You had to keep track of the decimal place, but it worked. And he thought that he had a meter that would be better than what I was trying to do, and he helped me with a millivolt meter. And it was great, because I got encouraged. But today, what I'm finding is that people are not interested in suggestions, guidance. And so last night we were around the kitchen table, and I was talking with Mrs. Finelli and the boys. And one of our boys, who was an adult, said, hey, Dad, how many times has anyone offered to help you around here, meaning, you know, in Missouri or Virginia? How many times has someone said, pulled over with their truck, walked over to me in the field and said, hey, you know, there's a better way of doing that. Why don't you consider doing this? How many times? And zero. Zero. How many times in Missouri? Zero. How many times do we try to help people? All the time. And I explained to our boys and Mrs. Finelli that, and they didn't know this because they weren't there when I was growing up, you know, at 12 years old. I explained that that's what happened to me. And neighbors from around the neighborhood took interest in the children in the neighborhood. But nobody does that here in Missouri, in our neck of the woods. So there is no mentorship, no guidance. And so I've been teaching people, like if I see them and I know that they're destroying their truck, and we put it up on the lift, and I go, you know why your U-joints are bad? Because you're overloading this vehicle. It's only meant for this amount of pulling, and you're overloading it, and here's what's happening. Well, instead of saying, boy, I really appreciate that, Ben, they get mad at me. They get mad at me because I'm telling them how to prevent damaging their vehicle. Or, you know, overloading these transmissions by pulling too much weight uphill and through the woods overheats the transmissions, and you'll burn them out, and you know, you're looking at $2,000 to repair it, and that's why your transmission's like this. They get mad at me. So now I'm at the point where I don't care. I don't care. If I see the drive shaft is wearing out, I don't say anything. If I see that they're trashing their trucks by overloading them, I don't say anything. I don't care. If the lawnmower comes over here and somebody says, hey, you know, I broke this belt, I don't say, well, are you driving this thing into the dirt because the blades are bent? It sure looks like that. I don't do any of that anymore. I don't care. Because people get mad at me when I try to help them. I'd like your comments when we come back.
Finally, there's a way for you to get into the blockchain, the hottest financial sector without all the speculation. Now, enjoy a 27% annualized payment each month without the ups and downs of Bitcoin. Seen on programs broadcast on Fox Business News, blockchain data centers offer an equipment leasing program in the explosive digital asset marketplace. Inspired by entrepreneurs who sold picks and shovels during the gold rush, the money is in the mining equipment used to manufacture dozens of critical digital assets. Not a security, IPO, or note, blockchain data centers have approved proven turnkey equipment sale leaseback program with a 27% annualized lease payment deposited into your bank account each month. Don't miss this one. Stake your claim today. Call 800-600-3388. That's 800-600-3388. These valuable lease contracts won't last long. Call now. 800-600-3388. 800-600-3388. Equipment offer poses a financial risk to owners. Consult with financial professionals before purchasing. Not an offer to buy or sell a security which requires an offering document.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes. Debate season underway with last night's beginning of a two-night debate event in Miami. 10 Democrats were on the stage last night, including Cory Booker, Elizabeth Warren, and Beto O'Rourke.
Donald Trump wants us to fight him on his turf and his terms. We will beat him. I will beat him by calling this country to a sense of common purpose again.
And we need to make structural change in our government, in our economy, and in our country.
This economy has got to work for everyone. And right now, we know that it isn't.
10 more of the Democratic hopefuls will be on that stage tonight. Bernie Sanders and Joe Biden are not taking part in these debates. Former Trump campaign chairman Paul Manafort is to be arraigned on fraud charges today in New York. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
At Indeed, we believe a resume is a great way to see an overview of a candidate. But you're not hiring a resume. You're hiring a person. That's why Indeed offers tools that help bridge the gap between a candidate and the resume. Like skill tests, which let you actually see a candidate's abilities in action to make sure they're a good fit for the job. See beyond the resume with Indeed. Experience Indeed for yourself today and get a free sponsored job upgrade on your first posting at Indeed.com/promo. Terms and conditions apply.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
It's gonna be sliding.
When are today's hot?
Last day.
God,
you're
take my
when you go to
DC
for
2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
So, Dr. Richard Allen Miller, do you find that people in your neck of the woods on the West Coast get annoyed when you give them suggestions, advice, and counsel that they didn't ask for that will actually benefit them? Do they get annoyed?
Of course. I mean, this is, you know, they're seeing everything is half empty and that you're trying to criticize them, not try to help them. And you have a choice. And I am completely lost and not certain what to do. 3 to 6 orders every day. I don't know. I know that somebody on Amazon is making a great deal of money off of my books because they're being sold. The numbers are posted on what Amazon Prime others are selling, and I'm not getting a cent on any of my work. It's very discouraging for me to want to continue writing. Why bother? It's not going to work for me. That was my only source of income. I have Social Security, which covers my rent and utilities. Does not cover my food or transportation or living needs. And that's that. I'm down to zero. How can that be with someone of my quality, talent, education? I'm 75 years old, and my children and grandchildren are, I mean, it's appalling what's happening.
I just went to eBay, and I just typed in the three words, Richard Allen Miller. There are 42 results selling your books right now.
It's terrible. And I know it's most likely somebody I know. I'm certain of it. Passwords and all. I don't know. When we got a lawyer to help me, it turns out the lawyer was disbarred back in I'm attracting shills. And I don't know where to go with this. This after 3 years of assault from Amazon and that New York Times article that just came out saying that they are being encouraged to do this.
Well, your book, The Potential of Herbs, selling for $35 on eBay right now. The Magical and Ritual Use of Herbs is selling for a brand new, Rick, brand new, for $11.11 with free shipping. Now,
and by the way, that book is $12.95 from you know, Gordon and Inner Traditions. How can they do that? Well, they're printing on demand without my permission.
Well, that's what I'm saying. There's another book about, this one, Richard Allen Miller, El Uso, it looks like Magical Ritual it's in Spanish.
Yes, it is. I have them in Spanish, Portuguese, German, and Russian. Yes, sir. And
okay,
those
brand
are mine
new.
Also, and I'm not getting a penny.
Rick, okay, I'm looking at the Spanish edition, okay, and I'm going to see what happens. I'm going to say I want to buy 30 of them, okay? 30. I can't enter 30. I can only enter 10 or fewer. 10 inclusive or...
God, I'd love to have a sale like that. I give a 50% discount.
Rick, these guys on eBay are offering, they've got more than 10 of them are available, but you can't buy more than 10 at a time.
And
they're
not
coming
supposed to be even selling those without my permission.
That's why I'm telling you this. So if you wonder why you're not selling books,
I'm penniless.
Because everybody, Rick, everybody else is selling your books. And this guy has new books for cheap. That's his seller ID. He's selling it for that book, the ritual book, is $7.07 shipped.
Those are, you know, how can that be?
Well, Rick, I'm telling you, I'm just reading it. Now,
I know. And there are mass market producers now where they print more than 2,000 at a time. And that, just on the potential of herbs, there are now 4 on Amazon doing that for more than 2,000 on a given run.
Mm-hmm. Well, all I'm telling you is your books are available brand new. And I don't understand how they can be brand new.
Well, there it is. And Amazon will say, well, it's like new. The thing is, if it does not have an autograph inside it, it's not from me.
Mm-hmm.
That's how you know where it's been cheated.
And there's another one of these, Magical and Ritual Use of Herbs by Richard Allen Miller. There's only one left of those, and it's $7.13.
That's a $12.95 book.
Okay, how about your native plants book?
That's that has never been published by anybody else.
Okay, that's $45 with free shipping.
They'll say they bought it from me and are selling it new because they never opened it. If it doesn't have my signature, it didn't come from me. That's a fact.
Well, and I believe that's true because my copies have your signature in them.
And a date when I sign that signature. And it changes every day when I sign it at different days.
Here's a guy that's got your ESP induction book. Now, he only has two of them. And they're $35. He has two of them. And that shipping is $5. So, Rick, there's plenty of your books available for sale on eBay. That's what's happening to them.
I have a special on that one right now for $15. It's normally $18, and I'm selling it for $15, trying to outsell Amazon that's printing on demand with Amazon Prime. And they're still selling it cheaper with free delivery.
Yeah.
And, oh yes, free delivery in Europe, free delivery in Asia.
Well, maybe if Donald Trump's tariffs take effect, we can start manufacturing here in the United States.
Well, we contacted our attorney general. That's who handles that kind of thing here in the state of Oregon. And they don't do that particular thing. That's the one thing they don't do. It is the one thing that the FBI, it's a federal crime on intellectual property, and they also don't do it unless I have all the details on who's doing it. And that's call Amazon, and apparently I have two other addresses where they send my money in different states, and they won't give me those informations because I'm not a lawyer.
You know, if you had, let me say it differently, if a person had all the information about who was doing it, that person could go and visit the criminal and settle the score right then and there.
Well, you have an assumption. First, that I have the money to be able to travel. I don't. And that it's a right address, not a Dodge or a Dropbox.
That's correct. That's correct. But what I'm saying is that they're expecting that you do all the work that we used to have the government corporation do. The government is shirking its responsibility everywhere they can. There's no question in my mind. They are not here to help us.
Well, that's why they have the little logo that says this is not federally funded. It is taxpayer funded.
Rick, can we just move to just slightly back a little bit to loyalty? So here's what we're seeing. People used to bring their vehicles here because, you know, when they got an oil change, they would get everything on the vehicle checked, all the fluids, the hoses, the belts, the differential, the bearings, the brakes, everything. All the fluids topped off.
Yeah.
Okay. All the things that are not done. Well, customers have jumped ship, and it takes 2 hours to minimum 2 hours for one of our boys to do an oil change. And it costs about $20 more than Walmart, but it's not 15 minutes. Tire pressures are checked. Tread depth is checked. Alignment indications are checked. I mean, the vehicle is thoroughly gone over. And now the customers are seeming to jump ship to go to Walmart because they can get an oil change for $20. So what we're finding is the same people would call us and say, hey, look, I'm stuck in a ditch. I got a flat tire. Can you come and change my tire for me? Or can you come and pick up my lawnmower for me? Because it doesn't run. It won't move. It's stuck. The engine won't start. The people who wanted all those services, who used to get them, you know, when they would call here and our boys would jump and take care of them, they've jumped ship and gone to the Chinese factory outlet for, well, the Chinese factory outlet says tires. It sells tires cheaper. They sell a single-ply tire, and it costs less than our cost to buy the tires. But yet, they're a cheaper tire. They're not as good. Then the tires fail, and then the customers wonder why, and the customers want us to help them. That's all stopped. All of that has stopped. We're not doing that anymore. We are not at people's beck and call because of their own selfishness and their lack of loyalty. If they expect us to be loyal, they need to be loyal. We take care of them. We work for them way less expensively than anybody else, but yet that's not good enough. So I'm wondering, are you seeing that kind of attitude, which is me first? And that's something I've been talking about for quite a long time here on USA Prepares. People don't care about each other. They don't want to help each other. They're not loyal to each other. They don't communicate with each other. They don't share ideas and opinions. They are just in their own little stupid worlds. Are you seeing that too?
Oh, yeah. I mean, this is constant in every arena. It's a fragmentation of our society as a whole. This is what's breaking on America. And then you go to our children, and the way they can talk to elders and swear words, I wouldn't dream of talking to my grandfather like I've been spoken to. It's unbelievable.
You're absolutely right, and I've seen it. I know exactly what you're talking about. It's an outrage. And we weren't raised that way. I object to it, and I absolutely, positively will not accept it. I will not embrace it, and I will not allow it. If someone uses profanity toward me, I don't deal with them. I don't talk to them.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists. Get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow. A new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Fellow Patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
So a guy bought a truck. Senior citizen, in his 70s, bought a truck from a private seller. Brought it over here to have it looked at. And first indication that something was wrong was one of the lug nuts was missing. Who rides around in a truck with a lug nut missing? Well, this had a lug nut missing. And upon further inspection, it was on the lift. And our son noticed that half of the components in the cartridge oil filter system were missing. So the oil filter was just rattling around inside its housing, doing no good at all. All the engine oil was going around the oil filter. The filter was not doing anything other than being in the place where it could do something if the rest of the components of the oil filter system were in place. They were missing. So oil change after oil change after oil change have done nothing to prolong this engine's life because somebody didn't pay attention. Okay? And then the radiator had a hole in it, and the previous owner decided, well, you know, antifreeze is expensive, and this Asian truck uses Asian red antifreeze, which is $18 a gallon, so instead of putting antifreeze in this thing, because it would just leak out the radiator hole, the seller just put water in it, which caused the water pump to fail. So when you put all the little things together that this truck needs in order to be usable, even though it has excess wear because of the oil filters not being installed properly, it's $1,000. It's $1,000 worth of unnecessary damage because of carelessness and the lack of integrity by the seller to tell the buyer, hey, look, senior citizen buyer, look, I just want you to know there's a hole in the radiator, and if you don't fix it, you're going to overheat and you're going to destroy your engine. No, they didn't say that. Covered it all up, and here's what happens. So there's a lesson in here, class. If your engine uses coolant, which they all do, and some use green, some use yellow, some use orange, some use red. depending on the type of engine, and they're not necessarily compatible. So you've got to do research about your vehicle. Well, in the antifreeze or in the coolant is a lubricant which lubricates the water pump. The water pump has a ceramic on ceramic seal, and water doesn't lubricate that. So what happens is if you just put water, or you have too much water as diluting the antifreeze solution too much, your water pump won't get lubricated. Then water will go past the seal and will destroy the bearings on the shaft on the water pump. And if that happens, the water pump shaft can break, your fan can go through your radiator, through your air conditioning condenser, and now you're looking at many thousands of dollars damage. So you must use antifreeze as a lubricant if you want to protect your water pump from failure. Now, a water pump can cost for the part, $200. They're very complicated now. It's not like they used to be. So what I'm saying is there's a lack of integrity with sellers. There is a lack of skill from the people who work on vehicles, and it's everywhere. That's why you have to do your own work on your own car. You can't trust it to anybody because they'll cover up that they lost the parts or they're too stupid to know how to put the oil filter together to put it in your vehicle. That's what I'm seeing all the time. And it doesn't matter what it is. It's the wrong fluids. It's the wrong, like Dextron, which is a General Motors type of transmission fluid. That'll be put in a Mercedes power steering system. It's the wrong viscosity. It will destroy the Mercedes power steering system. Now you're looking at $4,000. That's the kind of stuff that's going on everywhere. You can't trust anybody to work on your car, especially not the Chinese factory outlet. And I was thinking, boy, it'd be fun to get to work there. And I could see firsthand how bad it really is firsthand. I see the evidence of how bad it is, but I'd really like to see these people who change the oil actually do it, you know, right next to them and have them tell me this is how we do it so I could learn from the best. Jeez. Rick, it's terrible. Our attitudes are bad. Young people are swearing. Even if you watch Netflix, which has become Trash Central. You can watch these series on Netflix, and you'll see middle-aged women using the F word on television. Now, it used to be the tough guys would do that. Now it's middle-aged and senior citizens. Where did that come from? So the young people, the millennials, have a great model to emulate. They can emulate people on television who can't seem to speak without using profanity. That's where we are. I object to it. I don't want to be around it. I won't eat food from people at restaurants that serve it who are like that. I don't want people with antennas in their faces, their tongues, their nipples, their ears. Forget it. I don't want pink hair, blue hair, orange hair. I don't want anything that's not natural. And I won't participate in it. And I won't pay for it. Rick, I'd love to hear your comments when we come back. I know we went on a rant. I'm sorry for taking so long, but gosh, we are going down. And I object to it because we all work too hard to get here to have it ruined by a bunch of perverts and parasites.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid, mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Blockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. BlockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.